And that was my last question for you. The interview is over. Although, maybe I can ask you one more question, off the record. Have you ever done an interview before? Because you seem awfully new to this. Uh-huh. Oh, well, I didn't realize they even had interviews for that. Needless to say, it did you absolutely no favors. Sweetie, I'm gonna be honest with you. You bombed this interview. Did you even look at the job posting? We're looking for an executive PAD assistant. As the HR directress of a major PAD distribution and satisfaction company, we need good help around here. Our CEO has the most important job and needs the perfect assistant. Do you know how stressful it is to keep our clients relaxed? Do you? Well, judging by how nervous you were during our PAD interview, you're not going to be able to keep up with our PAD demands. Which is too bad, because you really are cute. A ball of nerves, but awfully cute. And clearly far too horny for the posted position, although I wonder. Okay, look, you and I both know this isn't going to work out for you. At least, not for that position. I can, however, discuss a different opportunity for you. One that doesn't require you to be helpful, to see clients, or know anything about our business. It only requires you to serve. Oh, you look surprised. Why, yes. That is my foot rubbing your crotch under the table. I'm not trying to be subtle, honey. You sure weren't. Honestly, I lost count of how many times I caught you staring at my heels and at my legs when we met in the lobby. And you were so focused on my cleavage during the interview. I saw it. You're an open book. I know what you want. Which is why you've been unconsciously leaning into my foot. I feel my toes. Kneading, playing with you. You like this. You want this. The stockings are real silk, by the way. What a nice ball. Were you this rock hard during our interview? Poor thing. Trying to answer all those questions while your blood was filling up this nice, hard cock. It's no wonder you couldn't come up with a single coherent thought. Maybe we should have skipped the interview. Maybe if you had shown me that dent in your pants, I would have crawled over to you on my knees. Maybe unzipped your pants, pulled out that throbbing cock, and stuffed it down my throat. Maybe. Oh, I know you would have liked that. Just like I know you're wondering if you get to blow your load all over my dainty little toe. But no, honey, you're not. You are gonna crawl over to me. Show me how much you want me to touch you. Prove to me that you'll do anything to be my assistant. My subservient plaything. On your knees. Come. Good boy. Now kiss your way up my feet and legs. Yes. Oh, that feels nice. Your resume did say you were good with instructions. Show me. Show me how much you want this position. Good boy. Slow kisses. Worship these legs. Good boy. You want to be my plaything, don't you? Say it. Say you want to be hired as my toy. Because that's exactly what you are. My toy. Oh, good boy. Stop. Look up. Stand up. Take your pants off for me. Just let them fall to the floor. And no, do not take off your coat, or a shirt, or a tie. Turn around and sit between my legs. And this chair is big enough for the both of us. It's befitting for a woman as powerful as me. Come close. Good boy. Spread your legs. I want to see who I might be working with. Hopefully, your friend here will have a more successful interview. He has all the qualifications I'm looking for in an assistant. Good posture. Responsive to touch. Let's see if he can behave himself. You're gonna be my personal assistant. My little stress ball to squeeze. And milk. How else will I keep my stress levels under control? I have a really, really stressful job. People are never satisfied. No one appreciates HR. They always want answers. No, no, no. I'll be much, much more content with you at my side. Good boy. You like how my hand twists and strokes. Such a good boy. What will your job entail? Well, your duties will include, but not limited to, serving me under this desk. I'll have you eat my pussy while I take my most important calls. Some days, I'll tie you to a chair and at you for hours. Some days, you'll show up. And I'll be bent over this desk with my panties pulled down to my ankles. And I hope you don't need instructions on what to do. What a fine cock. So what do you think? Will you fulfill this position? Or is your mind still racing, imagining all the ways I'll be using you? Well, let me tell you one more thing. in case you were having any doubts. The executives here have, let's say, a special relationship with each other. If you're a good boy, then you will be a good boy. Perhaps they'll share you after events and big deadlines. We'll rent out a suite and have you serve us all night. Can you imagine that? You'd be such a good boy for us. If you want all this, you can. All you have to do is finish my hands. You'll come for me, won't you? Here come lying your employee contract. You'll be mine. You're making such pretty noises. I love how desperate you are. How willing you are. I know you can't resist much longer. So just give in. Then come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Right fucking now. There you go. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. Oh. Good boy. You made such a pretty mess all over your fancy clothes. I promise it won't be the last time. Now, stand up. Put your pants back on. I don't have a towel or something for you to clean up with. Just button your coat as best you can. Don't worry. You won't be the only person walking around these halls covered in gum. I'm pleased this interview worked out after all. I'll have my secretary send you the proper paperwork tomorrow. Oh, and one more thing. No jerking off. Your gum belongs to me now. Company property. Have a nice weekend. I'll see you bright and early on Monday.